This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the most important branches of knowledge, both in Islam as well as in the modern world, is information literacy. That is basically how to handle information, how to determine what is authentic from what is fake, and how to put facts in their proper place. So in Islam, we know that this is one of the most important elements, for it is grounded in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِكُمْ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O believers, if a sinner comes to you with information, with news, نَبَأ, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, then seek to clarify, seek to investigate. And the verse goes on to explain the consequences of not doing so. But the confusion comes in that we assume that this verse is only speaking about, you know, a particular type of person, a sinning person. But the reality is that Islam also teaches us that every human being, by his or her very nature, is a sinful being. And that the best of those who sin are those who repent to Allah. So technically the verse is telling us that no matter who brings you information, and here we're not just speaking about random, everyday, mundane facts, but more, you know, news, something that has a big consequence, then you should seek to clarify, is this the truth? Is it in fact correct? And we know that this has been taken very seriously in the Islamic tradition, for the entire science of hadith and hadith criticism has been built upon verification of knowledge. Our scholars have had a strong legacy of wanting to verify, is this truly an authentic hadith? Is this truly the words, actions, and approvals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our scholars are attributed with various sayings such as, al-isnadu min ad-din, fanduru amman ta'khuduna dinakum, that the isnad, or the chain of transmitters that gives you the information, is part of deen, it's part of religion. So you should be careful as to who you accept your religion from. They also said, لَوْلَا الْإِسْنَادْ لَكَالَ مَنْ شَاءَ مَا شَاءَ. Had it not been for the isnad, or this chain of transmission, then whoever would have been able to say whatever. So the same principle applies throughout Islam, whether we're looking at tafsir, whether we're looking at hadith, whether we're looking at history. It's always a matter of who said this, how do you know they said this, and what do we do with this information? How do we understand it? How do we put it in light of everything else? So when it comes to the modern era, we all know what it's like to wake up, especially on a Friday morning, for example, and receive 100,000 messages on social media making statements about random facts or various concepts, either within religion or other things. And, you know, it's so nice to have access to this information, but the dangerous aspect is that, you know, sometimes and often, we have fake news coming through, or fabrications, or weak information. Somebody saying something about deen, or about the Quran, or about Allah, or about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that isn't actually true. So how do we as Muslims, who are perhaps not scholars, determine for ourselves to the criterion to decipher fake news from true news, or to decipher authentic knowledge from fake knowledge? So here are a few practical examples.